This is wedding season, of course, and
a lot of weddings. Yes,
a lot of weddings,
and more weddings I've been noticing on my feeds, so, and just people in my life that I know. Yeah,
this interesting story. This past weekend, it was actually on the 4th of July.
Fourth of July wedding.
There was a wedding that was happening in Fall River at the Cove, and a local bride has a funny story. She's actually on the line right now. Where are you from?
I'm from Fairhaven.
So this past weekend, 4th of July weekend, you're heading to your dream wedding, which is happening at the Cove, right?
On
in Fall
the 4th,
River?
Yeah.
On the 4th of July, yeah.
You know, pretty nice day, 4th of July. It's sunny. It's kind of hot. It's the kind of day I'm sure you pictured having that wedding outside there on the Cove in Fall River.
It was what I hoped for. It was a perfect day, yes.
So you're in a shuttle bus leaving the Hampton Inn in Westport, getting on to 24.
So we were already late. There was a little bit of a miscommunication about the timing. So I was a little anxious already. And
now are you having the ceremony at the Cove?
Yeah, so everyone's there waiting.
Okay.
including your husband-to-be.
Yes, and I joked and said it was the first time in my life I was ever not going to be late for something. I was actually going to be early.
You jinxed it.
I did. And so we got on. It was my mother and my three best friends and I, all excited. And we realized right away, like, something was a little off because the AC wasn't working, which should have been a little indication that there was a problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, we overheated almost immediately, and we were telling the woman to just keep going. We're already late. She's like, I can't. I can't. This is not safe. I'm like, it's fine.
And you've got to get me there.
She kept saying, it's overheating, and the check engine light is coming on. And I'm like, oh, I've driven like that before. Like, we're fine. Just keep going. But we stalled at a light, and then we broke down right on the side of the highway there. So,
Goodness. So now you're broken down. You're in your wedding gown.
Yep.
And you're like on the side of what? Route 24?
It was like right before you would get on to 24. Yeah.
Oh, so on the on-ramp to 24.
She's in a beautiful white gown. I mean, and your mom is dressed. Obviously, your girlfriends are dressed. I can't even picture it.
We've got the pictures up on fun107.com. You can take a look. Right. They're amazing.
Oh, God. Thank you. We pulled over too close to the Jersey barrier, and so we couldn't get the doors all the way open.
You must have. Did you start to sweat?
It was hot, and I was like refusing to like ruin makeup. And so we had to like push through the doors, and all I could think was, oh my God, all this black like junk on the doors is going to get all over the dress. And then we had to climb over the Jersey barrier. So I had like 5-inch heels on and a white dress, and we managed. And the poor woman driving the shuttle was screaming to her boss on the phone, like, the bride's running in traffic. And she was telling me, like, you can't go. And I'm like, I have to. He's going to think I'm not coming, and I'm coming. So, yep. And we, my mother was kind of like the worst facilitator of this because she was encouraging me to like run into traffic, which I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they literally just like ran into the road.
I mean, what? How about you should have called one of your guests? I mean, the Cove is not that far away. They could have come and got you.
Well, our initial plan was we were going to call the police department because we have a few friends that work in Fall River on the police department. But I was like determined, like I was not sitting waiting one more second. And I said, nope, I got this. So, you know, one of my girlfriends is a little more reserved. She's like, what are you going to do? You can't just go with strangers. I'm like, oh, no, I can. Like,
so she lifted up the dress up her leg. She showed a little bit of leg.
Oh, somebody pulled over. She didn't have to.
Yeah, we just, like, stopped a man, and he rolled down his window. I think he was probably a little bit confused, and I had tears in my eyes, and I just said, I need your help, please. Do you see that bus? That's supposed to get me to my wedding, and my husband-to-be is standing at the altar waiting, and can you please just get me there? And he was, like, the most kind-hearted man I've ever met. He said, absolutely, and he went to move stuff off of his front seat and spilled coffee all over it.
So oh, my goodness!
Oh, no.
I think I'm just going to hop in the back. Thank you.
So do you know what that guy's name is?
I do. He handed me his car. We were trying to give him money because we were so grateful. And he really didn't want to take it. And he said, please just come to my church. He is actually a reverend at a church in Tiverton. So he gave us a card and invited us to come to his church. We also stopped another car. They were a little more confused as to what was going on. I just said, like, unlock the door. My friends are getting in. They'll tell you what to do.
They
went along. I mean, I know that they're really good Samaritans. They were just really good people, but I don't think that we were really giving anybody much of a choice at that point. It was sort of like we're in, like, we need you.
We need you. You're going to help us.
And they did. So on the way there, we split up into two cars, but the man who brought us, the reverend, his name was Jesse, you know, he spoke about the importance of God and family and marriage. And it was like, I think what I needed, because it just brought me back down.
It was almost like meant to be that he was the one to get you to your wedding.
It really, really was. And at the moment, it was like, it seemed like this was like, could not be happening. But by the end of the night, I was actually kind of glad it did, because it was a wonderful story to share with my guests. You know, I apologize for being late, but I kind of got it.
Oh, my gosh.
My ceremony, a massive beast came crashing down on the back of my dress, and I lost it. I couldn't stop laughing. It was like, okay, all right. And, you know, the rest of it was perfect.
What a wild story.
Crazy story. Happened on the 4th of July, right there in Fall. Was it in Fall River?
Yes. Yeah.
Happened on the 4th of July, right there in Fall River. Vanessa. Yes. Thanks for calling the Rockin' Fox Show and sharing it with us. Are you heading off on your honeymoon now?
I am. I'm waiting for my second plane to Aruba right now.
You guys have fun.
Thank you so much.
It is 6:58.
Crazy story, huh? That's my friend Vanessa.
That's going to be an action-packed marriage. I can tell you that right now.